talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot to talk about today, barely more than a day into Joe Biden's presidency. You know, I got to say, when with all the good feeling around the inauguration and Moscow Mitch and some of the Republican leadership went to church with Biden the morning of, and they all looked nicey-nicey. Everybody thought, well, maybe the tiger has changed his stripes. Maybe the leopard has changed his spots. Maybe Moscow Mitch and the Republicans are not going to be as obstructive and not going to be as vandalistic as they were with Barack Obama. Maybe they liked Joe Biden. Maybe it was a matter of not liking Barack Obama. Maybe it was just they've seen the light. They don't want to be the QAnon party. Well, wrong on all of that. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Moscow Mitch was simply posing at the inauguration to try to take away some of the sting of the murder of the police officer by the mob, the QAnon Trump mob on January 6th, trying to distance himself. But deep down inside, he is the same wicked little Moscow Mitch, the Kentucky Toad. And why am I saying this? Why am I going on like this? The reason I'm going on like this is right out of the box, the inauguration was Wednesday. It was at noon. Biden hasn't even been president two full days. Moscow Mitch is now saying he is going to filibuster. What, not the stimulus? No. The organizing resolution letting the Senate convene at all. Letting the Senate convene at all. Why is he doing this? What does that entail? How can that be overcome? The Democrats won two seats in Georgia. We now have 50 votes in the Senate. The Republicans have 50 votes. Kamala Harris, the president, the vice president presiding over the Senate, is going to have a temporary office and just sit there with them every day, apparently, because the votes will be 50-50, and she has physically got to be there. She can't do it by phone and get up there and cast the 51st tie-breaking vote for the Democrats. But one of the things you'd think, you know, how about just getting the Senate started? How about turning on the lights? How about maybe, is it going to require her vote, and does her vote even make any difference? And the sad thing is her vote for this wouldn't make any difference to get it started at all. Here's the law. Here's what Moscow Mitch is doing. And here's the resolution. The law is that a single senator can hold things up on anything. And if they filibuster under present rules, it would take 60 votes to overcome it. That means 50 Democratic votes and 10 Republican votes. That ain't going to happen. You might have Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse and a few people. You're not going to get 10. What Moscow Mitch wants is the two senators from Georgia and the third senator from California who took Kamala Harris's place in the Senate are sworn in, but they haven't been assigned to a committee yet. See how sneaky this is? They haven't been assigned to a committee yet. So if Moscow Mitch does not permit the Senate to pass its organizing resolution to start, there'll be 47 Democrats and 50 Republicans assigned to committees. What Moscow Mitch wants is, yes, the Democrats get the gavel. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader now, is the gavel because of the tie-breaking vote. And yes, Kamala Harris is the vice president. But he wants 50% participation on every committee for the Republicans and 50% for the Democrats even though the Democrats would have the chairmanship. The problem with that is all of these votes are going to be 50-50 in the committee. Kamala Harris is not going to have be able to go to each committee and break tie-breaking votes in the committee themselves. And why is all this important? All this is important is because the committees won't be able to issue subpoenas. It'll be 50-50. They won't be able to conduct investigations. It'll be 50-50. And more importantly, they're trying to delay almost, really permanently, they're lying in the weeds, the impeachment trial. So you can't have that. It has to be that the majority of the party gets at least a slight majority on the committees. That way they can issue subpoenas, they can do investigations, and you don't get skullduggery. I mean, imagine if Devin Nunes had 50-50 on a House committee, what he would do? What do you think? How about Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan? How about Matt Gaetz from Florida? How about people like that? This Gomer from Texas. You know what they would do. They're essentially foreign agents. Well, in the Senate, they're a little smoother, but not all that much. You're going to have Cruz and Hawley and people like that. They're not acting in the interest of the United States. They're not acting in the interest of the United States. They're acting in the interest of their donors and Trump, Trump subservient to Putin. And you would simply have an emasculated Senate. So what is the, I mean, this is a technicality, but Muscow Mitch is a master. He's a worm who's buried deep in the dirt, deep, 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 feet, many feet down. And he knows all the tunnels in the dirt. And so what do you do? Well, one thing you can do, or two things you can do, he can't stop the organizing resolution by snapping his fingers. He'd have to filibuster. Now, those of you who go back a few years remember the civil rights filibusters in the Senate in the 1960s under John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. What happened is some civil rights initiative would come up, and the Southern, they were Democrats, by the way, Southern Democratic senators would get up and they'd start reading. They'd read the Bible, the whole Bible. They would read for days, and when they got tired, they would say, I yield my time to the gentleman from Mississippi. And then he'd get up and he'd start reading Shakespeare's plays. And then when he got tired and he was stumbling and the staff had to carry him out, he'd go, I yield my time to the gentleman from Louisiana. And this is what happened. And they went on and on and on forever. And the Senate rules in those days to cut off a filibuster for cloture, you needed 60 votes. And there were not 60 votes between Northern senators and the handful of Republicans who were willing to stand up. Well, that is what theoretically would happen now. Now, Obama, and I've got to say this about Obama, he made a big mistake. He had 60 votes. Obama had 60 votes initially in the Senate. But there was a guy from Nebraska who was wobbly. So we really had 59 votes. And Obama simply let the Republicans in those days get up and say, okay, we filibuster, you need 60 votes. He'd say, okay, I don't have 60 votes. And nothing happened for a while. He did ram through stimulus. He did ram through the Affordable Care Act. And that was great. But by and large, he took a dive because they didn't want to, quote, tamper with the traditions of the Senate, end quote. The traditions of the Senate are bad traditions in this respect. So what can we do? What can Chuck Schumer do and Biden do? Well, here's what they can do. First of all, you can pass with 51 votes, no ability to filibuster, changing the rules that no longer permits filibusters, that only requires 51 votes for anything. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. Remember, nobody could get through Supreme Court appointments for a while, Republicans. That's because we negotiated with them. We're not negotiating with them anymore. That's how they got Comey in. That's how they got Gorsuch in. That's how they got Kavanaugh in. And they did it for that. And now when we talk about doing it for other things, they go, well, the Senate traditions in that respect are bad traditions. They're bad traditions. So here's what he can do, what Schumer can do. Just pass a resolution that the filibuster is no more for anything. Now, here's the problem with that. Manchin of West Virginia has said he won't go along with that in general, especially on financial things. And without his vote, we can't do it. And he's vulnerable in West Virginia. Trump carried West Virginia by over 20 points. So now, but Manchin's not going to like this business of not getting the Senate even to start. So Manchin, I would go to Manchin and say, look, we'll pass it. We'll get the Senate to start. And then we will change it back for some but not all financial things. Is that okay? Well, we'll see what he says. We'll see what he says. The other thing we could do, and this is something that Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island said yesterday, and I think quite highly of him. He's a guy who could be on a ticket someday. Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island said we could outlast him. And what do you mean by that? Well, he said, you know, let them get up and start reading the Bible and Shakespeare and just filling time. The American people aren't going to stand for that for a long time. Not now. They stood for it in the civil rights era. They're not going to do it now. After a day or two of this, people are going to realize what's going on, and they will get smoked by their own constituents. So that's another possibility. That's another possibility. But something's got to be done. It'll get worked out. But that sneaky little Kentucky toad, Moscow Mitch and Wormwood, Lindsey Graham and the human lizard Cruz and the rest of these people have not changed their stripes. They have not changed their spots. And they are continuing to be obstructive and vandalistic. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.